Not many outside his hometown of Lawrence, Kansas knew much about Kobe Buffalo meat, but that all changed Wednesday, National Letter of Intent Day, when many college sports teams were able to sign players out of high school. Buffalo meat inked with the Redbirds and became an instant star. His name was a top national trend on Twitter, and media outlets ESPN, The New York Times, Sports Illustrated, and many others all featured online material about Buffalo meat. Celebrities picked up on the sensation. Key and Peele, who made famous a routine about oddly named football players, tweeted back and forth to Buffalo meat and the millions of their followers. Even Jimmy Kimmel brought the ISU recruit onto his show.
A couple people call me beef, and my head coach calls me meat.
Meat? I like meat. That's a good one. I think the fans at Illinois State should definitely chant meat when you come on the field. Well, thank you.
I wouldn't mind it.
Best of luck at the school. I'm definitely going to buy your jersey as soon as you get one, all right? Thank you very much, Kobe. That's Kobe Buffalo meat, everybody.
With us here to talk about how this happened is Nate Carpenter. He's Convergence Media Specialist and Director of Illinois State University's Social Media Analytics Command Center. Thanks for being here, Nate.
Thank you very much for having me.
So does this set the record of Illinois State mentions on social media?
Since we've been keeping track, yes, it does. And we've seen it really blow out of the water, previous mentions, really over the past year. Even looking at this past month, we've had some significant spikes of activity surrounding the men's basketball team's victory over Wichita State, even a pretty big victory over Evansville. And this one is, we're talking multitudes more activity.
Multitudes as in thousands of times? I mean,
we're talking thousands more posts.
Yeah, what are the metrics you use to analyze these sorts of things?
Sure. So first, I should let you know that we are only studying him in relationship to Illinois State University. We're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of tweets out there that are talking about Kobe, directly. And we're just looking at any mentions and retweets of our football channels, anybody mentioning Illinois State accounts or using the words Illinois State or ISU in conjunction with his name. And so when I say multitudes more, when we had big spikes during the Wichita State game, we were seeing maybe 500 tweets in an hour. And in this case, we were seeing, I think we topped out at close to 5,000 tweets within an hour, just talking about Illinois State and Kobe together.
Amazing. How does this social media activity compare to other occurrences? Let's take, for example, the Stranger Things SAG Awards speech that featured a bewildered Winona Ryder just the other night. How does this measure up to something like that?
It's not quite as large as something like that. I guess one of the things that we looked at during that day was how long he was trending on Twitter. And Kobe Buffalo meat, just as a term on Twitter, just his name, was trending for 4 hours straight. And he made it as far as the top seven in the United States. And I think the only things that were really outperforming that day were National Signing Day, of course, Beyonce's twins. And then also there were all sorts of things going on with cabinet committee selections and confirmation hearings in the Senate. And so really, for him to jump that quickly into that number seven spot and stay there for a couple of hours during the day is that does not happen very often to very many people.
Sports is a subset of entertainment in society. Mm-hmm. So you would imagine that something like as big as the SAG Awards or if it's the Golden Globes or the Academy Awards, they're going to get a bigger play just because more people are interested in that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So SAG Awards will get bigger play. On the other hand, this was expanding outside the sports realm. And even in traditional forms of media that we can follow on the internet, we were seeing major coverage in newspapers across the board. And the story being talked about not just in the sports sections. So that's a good indicator of activity beyond what we would expect.
Obviously, the name Kobe Buffalo meat, that's the hook here. But is there anything else at play, such as how he responded to this, that helped make it the sensation that it turned out to be?
Well, his response was really, really kind of fun because I don't think he realized how famous he was becoming right at that moment. There have been a series of interviews, from Chicago Tribune, from local TV stations, and on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he was in class during a certain hour, and he had already signed. There were other teammates around, and they already made a big deal about that. So he knew he was getting a lot of tweets. But I think within an hour after, you know, him getting activity, he realized that there was something really overwhelming going on. And he was very, I guess, really humble about this. So this wasn't a, you know, oh boy, I'm a star moment. This was somebody really being put in the limelight in a way that says, wow, I can't believe I'm here.
How can this impact future publicity for the ISU football team, which is already very good and could soon again contend for a national championship? How is having Kobe Buffalo Meat on your team going to help?
Well, first of all, we've already received national attention in ways that we just haven't seen, even while performing well on the field. And so this has already put the name Illinois State into the minds of many who will be following him. So even when the story starts to fade out a bit, once we get into training season, and that, from what I understand, Kobe Buffalo Meat won't be able to start playing until 2018. But there will be reminder of this. And again, that name has really been firmly implanted. So I think there will be discussion, especially when he makes some excellent plays. I really look forward to, I guess, the poeticness of him playing against North Dakota State and can imagine some excellent comparisons there.
The headlines with the bison devour Buffalo Meat, or vice versa. That would be better. The vice versa would be
the vice better. Versa would be, yeah, much more preferable.
Definitely. Bison, of course, being the nickname for North Dakota State's powerful football team. Nate Carpenter directs ISU's SMAC Lab. That's the Social Media Analytics Command Center. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you very much.